Lightman, please.
Yes. So, good morning, everyone. Good day, good evening, wherever you are. We are starting
this week. I hope we will study quickly. We will learn hopefully
how to learn together, study together, work together in the new conditions, in the groups, with this new distance we are required to maintain. Let's be patient. The important thing is to think how, even with the changing conditions, we can't sit too close to another, we can't hug, and so on. We need to look for the inner contact in the heart, from heart to heart. And this we understand that we will suddenly realize that this virus is not a virus. Just like any blow that we feel, that it becomes, according to the rule of the angel of death, becomes the holy angel. We will discover that he comes to help us, because everything is from their thoughts besides him. And we will see how all those blows, all those problems, those little issues are really only here to align us, realign us, advance to the right place, and to be able to enter the feeling of the Creator, the revelation of the Creator, adhesion in him. And this is really
there's not enough information. In order to turn to the Creator, I need, or several conditions have to be met. First of all, I have to understand that what I feel, I get from him. And I'm getting it from him in order to feel how incomplete my state really is. I have to examine what's the difference between the complete state that I can imagine to myself and the incomplete state that I'm in right now. And then, in relation to the gap between them, there can be a request.
Is that we worked hard enough in the group to have a deficiency to want to bestow. So that's the first condition, that we have that deficiency. And then the second condition is that we're not able to bestow, we're not able to love the friends. And then you could feel like you're in exile.
Mm-hmm. Okay. My next question. How do we, in this new state, that, like in Israel now, we're at least 2 meters away from each other, and I hope that this is how it's going to be all around the world soon. I see that Kiev are sitting closely together, Peter in New York, meaning in all those places where these laws still do not apply, they will apply. So, how can we feel that this distance, that the conditions that are revealed are there actually in order to bring our hearts closer? How can we feel that the physical distance brings the hearts closer together? So much so that
she
We won't feel these distances. Then we won't. Even if we're told for each of us to sit in a separate room, doesn't matter. We'll feel that nonetheless we are together. How will we all the time pay attention to the closeness of the hearts, despite the game of distance that Providence is arranging for us? How to be more sensitive toward having to be together? And really we feel today that those that are sitting further away, that were in lack of sitting closer together. So how do we try to be internally closer? And also tomorrow and the day after, we're not used to physical distances, but that we'll all the time be concerned with the inner distance, to be as one man and one heart. So how, from the physical distance, do we move to the closeness of hearts? Please. Please.
Rav,
it says here in the article, and you also asked how, in spite of the distance between the hearts, between the places, we come to the nearing of the hearts. What are we aspiring to feel in the nearing of the hearts?
It says, as one man and one heart, we have to reach states where we break down the walls of the heart, that we can feel the thoughts, desires, the internality of the other, the way I feel my own. What does that give us? By these several exercises, it gives us the ability to feel the teacher. What does it mean that we have to connect and attend? Meaning that if I am connected to 9 other friends, that this other called friends, and by wanting to be connected with them, why to be connected with them? Because the more I break the walls of my heart to feel that there is no wall that's separating between us, and wanting to raise my sensitivity so much so that I will feel what's going on in the heart of my friend, at least the way I'm feeling what's going on in my own heart, then by that I come out of my will to receive, and to that extent I can feel the Creator. I can reach a connection with Him, adhesion, and so on. This is what's happening here. So for me, these exercises are really such by which I come out of my ego that closes me in this bubble called this world, and I can start feeling what's going out outside of the bubble, what's going on outside of the bubble, and to start feeling the upper world. What I feel now in all of my senses is called this world. And I'm closed in it. I can't feel anything else. And there's another universe here, full of life, forms, things. But I don't feel where I am. In that space in which I am right now, there is another space above it, beyond it, on a higher dimension that I don't feel. That there you have forces that are influencing me, that are determining my destiny, and I have no access to that. I have no idea. How do I live my life? How was I born? How am I being controlled and managed? Nothing. And what I was given was the ability to break the walls of my heart. And then, once I will feel what's outside of the walls of my heart, I will feel true reality, the real world. So, how do you do it? Now, we will try to do these kinds of exercises that the Creator, He's giving us these exercises on purpose. And we have to be engaged in them. These are practical exercises. Like any other thing in this world, where by efforts, exercises, habits, that habit becomes a second nature, we gradually start feeling what exists in that space that we exist in, only that now we don't even feel that space. So this is what we'll have to do, and therefore, don't look at these things that we're doing now as if what is there about them, but to the contrary, anything that the Creator is giving us now, putting us into, it's something that we need in order to break into the endless realm, which is above time, above all limitations, that is where we really exist. It is all given to us right now. And these exercises are really important. So now that I'm 2 meters away from the friend, I want to actually feel, despite the distance, I want to feel his heart.
Some form of communication. I know I don't want this to sound weird, but is there another form of communication other than our workshops that we can practically engage in? Something. Is there something that we can do to feel each other's hearts?
Maybe so, but what I'm following is what I see that the Creator is giving us. That yesterday, you and I, we were tied through the internet. And today, even those friends that were next to me, I'm connected to them through the internet, just like I'm connected with you. Meaning that the Creator is showing us how distant we are from one another, and by doing so, awakens in us the natural inclination to be closer together. So, if we sit passively and we'll just accept these things and, you know, we'll pass time and go home as though nothing happened, then it's a waste of time. We will not achieve anything. But if I, despite having these new conditions, want to bring myself closer to the friends, then I already have a practical exercise, and in that, I'm in connection with the Creator that gave us this burdening of the heart, and despite the burdening of the heart, we're trying to connect and are further asking Him for the new connection that has to be between us, and therefore we're doing spiritual exercises. We're developing in us feelings that are necessary for the last generation in the new state, where we can really come closer to each other and discover the Creator, not personally the way Kabbalists did it for thousands of years, but the way we will do it. And
this, we need to have this fear because it's a mitzvah. But if we have this, if we're doing all of this because the Creator separated us, then we're not doing it, we're not waking the dawn, we're not doing it because it's a mitzvah.
It doesn't matter. The Creator is giving us a burning of the heart now. He says, move away. What is he saying? He wants to awaken us. Where are you now? Where were you yesterday? Where are we today? What do we want to have tomorrow? He's somehow shaking us up. We need to try to come closer, despite what's going on. And therefore, these exercises, they're really good. I actually see them, and also I'm daily following what the health ministry says, and the government, and the Creator. He is giving us conditions, every time new conditions. And I have to respond accordingly. And from everything that is going on, I actually see his hand, that this is how he's behaving with us. So, let's just start accepting it correctly, that despite the new conditions, we will keep the connection, an even tighter connection between us. And then you will start feeling how, through such actions that come to us, what does it say? Come to Pharaoh, for I have burdened his heart. So the Creator, he burdens Pharaoh's heart. The ego becomes greater, stronger, there are different conditions. And what does he say? Come to Pharaoh. If you take me and you go against these conditions, then by that you will gain. You will come closer to coming out of this world, of Egypt. You will start approaching the entrance to the upper world. Therefore, I look at these things very seriously. And I want to be in that. I want to do these exercises. Precisely by these exercises, by this game, we come closer to the Creator. This called that the Creator is playing with the whale, with our general ego. How, under these new conditions, can we examine that we respond correctly to everything that we're reading, to each paragraph? Are we directed more correctly? Do we have to calibrate ourselves more correctly on something? Zoom in somehow.
How to test it? Only according to the reaction you get from the friends. And in general from your group. Because the Creator is impressed by the group, by the ten, not by you individually. As much as you can awaken the group, the Creator is impressed by how much you awaken them. If you awaken them, it means that you are turning to Him. You are shaking Him up, because I dwell among my people. The Creator is found in the group. So when you turn to the group in this way, and from it you wish to turn to the Creator, then that's what you do. You find Him there. Okay. Let's see, Holland.
Good morning, friends. Good morning, Rav.
Morning.
We already are for many years separated together in the morning lesson, and also many other groups are like this. How can we use what's happening now as momentum to increase the connection between our hearts?
It's possible that we would feel that everyone, each one of us physically in his cell, because this is truly the case, but together with that we're breaking through the barriers between us, and we feel ourselves in one desire, in one intention, aimed at one goal. And this feeling will gradually become more and more apparent. And when it does, we'll begin to feel between us, in place of this vacuum, instead of this space, instead of just a state where we don't feel Him, we'll begin to feel between us a special force called the Creator. Boe, come and see, do and receive. You have made me. We need to make Him out of our own mutual inclination for connection between us. Do you hear me? Do you hear these words maybe a bit more today compared to yesterday and the day before? We need to establish that state, manufacture it, produce it, build our Creator. As much as we do it from within our will to receive, in spite of it, we want to come and connect to the friends from this tendency. By restricting our ego and coming out of ourselves a little bit towards the friends. That's the screen, reflected light. You wish to connect outside of us. We eventually build this field that the Creator blessed, and we begin to feel this field exists, and in it we can live. And specifically there we find our true life, and here is the imaginary world. And then when we finish using our entire ego, the world disappears. It does. And all that will be left is what we have built on top of it between us. Let the whole world be 1:10, and everyone is connected between one another in this way, that the upper force of love and connection connects us, and we feel ourselves existing in Him, eternally holy in attainment without.
Скажите, пожалуйста, а Песах — это как бы одномоментный выход как бы навсегда вот в это поле?
Is it a momentary exit? Or is it once and for all?
Once and for all. Let's make an effort and escape the Pharaoh. Get out of there. Tear ourselves from our ego towards connection. And then you cannot come out of Egypt, of the ego, only by connecting. The connection is what extracts you from the ego, from Egypt. You can't disconnect from the ego and then connect. No. The act of connection by itself, in and of itself, is what pulls you out of Egypt. And you do it in darkness, at night, as it's written, under all these circumstances, conditions that are pulling you back in. Pharaoh is sending after you his cavalry to bring you back forcefully into Egypt. It's a struggle. But this is what we need to do now.
And one more question. Does this mean that also my intention has to be that I'm going out there forever, without ever coming back?
Of course, of course. What do I need to do? Stay? There's nothing worse than this world, the lowest point in the feeling, in revelation. Nothing can be worse than it. I want to stay here because there's nothing ahead of me? No. I have to reach a state where even if the darkness is ahead of me, this is the meaning of running away from Egypt at night. Even with darkness before me, I prefer this darkness to being in Egypt with meat and garlic and fish and all those things. Seemingly, all the abundance from my will to receive, but I feel myself in a stranglehold. I can't stand it any longer. I cannot tolerate all these fulfillments I get in this world and this desire. On the one hand, I desire it because I'm in this desire. I want it, but on the other hand, every time I'm drawn to it, I hate myself for it and I can't do anything about it. This is the meaning of the children of Israel aside from the work, where again and again I perform these actions that fill me with pleasures, temporary pleasures, lowly pleasures, and I have nothing I can do about it. Here, I feel the control of Pharaoh, and it's the Creator who's doing it to me on purpose, because Pharaoh is the posterior of the Creator.
Vlad.
Вы в Твиттере написали час назад, что вы
About an hour ago, you wrote on Twitter that you recommend to connect 10 times a day due to the circumstances, the new circumstances that we're in. Our work should be directed at coming out, as you said.
I said that just like we're studying the Passover book, and you should have it translated to most languages, I think. We need to be connected to one another and get accustomed to the fact that the connection is not when we're sitting around one table in one room, especially now in Israel when we're sitting, where we're sitting 300-400 men in one room. But we become accustomed to doing it like our virtual groups. But this is only a sign that we are obligated to connect in the hearts. Because if it appeared to us that we are close to one another, we're sitting close to one another, we're singing, we're hugging, we're connected in our five senses, then now it is clear to us that the connection has to be above those senses, in senses that come, that go from heart to heart. There are those threads that have to reach from my heart to all the other hearts, gradually, daily, we'll begin to discover these connecting threads where we communicate in a field that the Creator has blessed, so that we would truly come out to a different reality. It will happen.
Strong.
strong force, a strong feeling of what we're experiencing in Italy at this moment. It's like in good families when a problem comes, and together with that, that's what's happening. And when these things happen at home, we find ourselves getting ready for such things. We make great efforts. We want to ask, how can we make a covenant now, a salt covenant? How can we strengthen the common intention we have?
Only by studying what you are now seeing is the actions that the Creator is doing on us, and all the actions that we're going to learn from the Passover booklet, and in the next month we're going to go through it. These are all actions that are related to our ascent from feeling this world to feeling the spiritual world. When we begin to see what the Creator is doing with us in a realistic way, in a mature way. And this is what we now need to do. And therefore, all of the actions that are now happening in the world, we have to understand that this is how it has to be. The higher providence gave humanity sufficient time to be in all sorts of situations where humanity kind of did whatever it wanted based on the ego, just doing whatever it thinks is right. And now humanity will have to begin to learn what was actually good about it. What was this whole world built upon by human beings? It was built according to the ego. And all of those things we've built are not right and not taking into account man's short life, where we can rise above all of that. And that's what we now all of us have to start learning. And we have to learn that. And on the human level, to do that without the upper force, that will take a long time and a lot of suffering, and man will be confused from all directions, each and every one and all of us together, and that will happen through wars and troubles. However, if we begin to explain to them, even if they don't really understand it, or they somewhat understand it, but if we begin to connect to them and try to be with them, and because we want to ease this transition forward for humanity, then we too will rise and bring contentment to the Creator with our role, and we'll be together with them, and we will go through this whole period in a beautiful way. In a good way. We also have to understand that this whole period now, when what humanity needs to do, it's actually the exodus from Egypt. It's exiting the rule of the will to receive. And who's doing that? The group whose role is to act as Moses. Moses, Moshe, is from the word Moshech, to pull. Pulling all of the people out of Egypt. That's us, the worldwide Bnei Baruch. All of us together as Moses, having to pull all of humanity out of the ego and open the path to rise to another level of eternity, of wholeness, of love, and so on. So that's exactly where we are. And so we have to see this virus and other things that will appear as, all in all, it's not blows. it's blows to our will to receive, so that it will enable us, allow us to exit, so that it will allow us to come out. These are the plagues of Egypt. The more we will belong to the will to bestow, to Moses, to exiting the ego, rising above the ego, we won't feel blows. We'll actually feel ascent. And the blows are felt to the extent that we are in order to receive, that we are in our own thoughts, in our own desires, the way we were used to living. So besides having to come out of these thoughts and desires in order to receive, the Creator is sending us help in this world where the will to receive exists in order to receive physically. He gives us a feeling of suffering in this will to receive so that it's easier for us to rise above it. Because if we had great life like before, and the Creator would explain this to us, who would pay attention? Who would pay attention to what's written in the wisdom of Kabbalah? So now, when we're seeing that how humanity is suffering, and we see that it's suffering because of the ego, that makes it easier for us to rise to another level. Look at the assistance that the Creator is giving to humanity, pushing it to rise, to exit Egypt, to escape Egypt. And if we help it a little bit more with our dissemination, with explanations, and with the connection of Blaim Baruch worldwide, and we start making some actions towards the exit, you realize we can help all of humanity and suddenly feel that we are above all matter, literally, in a world that is filled with good. Not good egoistically. Being in a world that is all good because we have an opportunity to bestow, and that's the only thing we want. And there was no restriction over that, no limitation over that. So, just let's understand what is opened up before us, where we, in what lowly state we exist, and what opens up before us as a gate.
Good morning, Rav. Today in the lesson you said that the Creator has never been so close to us as He is now. But in this state, that the friends are breaking, some of the friends, like Moshe, hide their faces. How do we need to build the correct intention in such a state?
All of us, even though we are men, Gevel comes from the word Litgabel, to overcome. But when the action of coming out of Egypt happens, then we begin to be divided to little children, teenagers, women, men who have the power to overcome everything, and elderly ones who have wisdom but not power. So there's children, women, men, and elderly people, and everyone has to hold each other, support each other. Besides that, some of us are men that become like women, in the sense that they can't make actions, they can only support and help, but the action itself they cannot do. All of this is talking about the men. We're not talking about women according to their gender, because that has nothing to do with spirituality. Both men and women, all of them generally are divided to babies and children and teenagers and people who are powerful and those who get older and those who are already old. So one time we are in this state, the other time in that state. However, we need to understand that we have to accept all these states as necessary on the way. Just like the Exodus from Egypt. Everyone goes out. What did Moses say? I don't leave any palsa in Egypt. But that palsa doesn't refer to the shoe sole of a the sole of a cow or a horse or something. It just means I don't leave anything. I don't leave anything there. Everyone rises above the palsa. And that's what we need to do. Everyone has to rise in order to bestow. This is called above the parsa to the degree of bina. This is what we need to do. So let's make the effort and do it. And you'll see that the Creator will help us from day to day. You'll start seeing that we're getting new strength, new desires, new thoughts, and go forward. You realize there was no such time for humanity as this. What is becoming materialized now is what was written for thousands of years ago about the Exodus from Egypt. And all of that happened. There was the return back then about 2,000 something years ago in the times of Moses. But we are doing it in practice. And from a state of true Egypt, the greatest ego there is that ever existed in humanity. So let's understand what has happened to us. And let's move forward. You are the chosen people of the whole of humanity that have to raise this whole body upwards and drag all the rest of humanity. Even egoistically.
We're talking about a very dramatic state, an emergence from the ego, an exodus from Egypt. What is this walk towards the heart of a friend so that this connection will open up? Can you describe that walk until we emerge?
Yeah, as a result of working with the friends, I feel like filling their hearts with what they want. That's how I connect with their desire. That's how I work on their vessels. That's how each and every one is integrated with others in connecting and fulfilling their vessels. And then it turns out that we build a network of connection between us, everyone towards the ten. And when we complement and integrate these tendencies together through each and every one, like 9 multiplied by 9 is 81 threads. But it's actually a lot more, because you do it first time and second time and third time, and ultimately you fill up the connection, the network of connection, with infinite threads. And you begin to feel there that you have a new kind of life above this world.
Meaning, we need to accept this new state, this force of bestowal, no matter what, and to be rejoice with what the Creator is doing with us. Because certainly, for the good. And even if it doesn't seem to us for the good, we don't need to accept it for good or not. We need to accept it because it comes from the Creator, from the upper force. Therefore, we need to simply receive it in such a way, unconditionally surrendering. And then it will be the sanctification of the month. Specifically, as we are now towards Rosh Hashanah, Pesach, Passover, is really the true head of the year. As from it onwards, we count times, not from Rosh Hashanah in September, but rather from this Rosh Hashanah that will be within the next month. It's written, this month will be the head of the months, from which you begin to count. This is why we need to understand what state we're in, a special one, after the conventions and after the Purim holiday, and also from this beautiful blow that's covering and moving the whole world in a very good way, so that all the dust of egoistic life is shaken off, and all that will remain is that desire that can be connected in order to bestow to one another. And all of this also has to do with the exodus from Egypt. It has to do with a new year. It's a new, truly new state in all of humanity. Therefore, see this and sanctify it. This is what we need to sanctify, this thing that it comes to all of humanity in order to raise us from this beastly corporeal life, that if we were to look at them just a little bit from above, we would see how miserable we are, how we're living, how we ourselves are disgusted from this life. But we can't, we have nothing else, we're living. So we go into all kinds of games and forget. And then we constantly just play with it, like children, like in a sandbox. So now this blow comes, and we can recover, awaken, and understand that that's it. Now this is the opportunity to emerge from this life and to do a new life, a new year, a new month, a new innovation. Month, chodesh, comes from chadash, from new. So let's hope that now we're here together with you. I just ask, throughout the day, several times a day, nevertheless, return to that same mission, that same task, that same goal of connection with one another. Enter into seeing the lesson of the day, of yesterday, whatever you can. Of the last few days, from this time since the outbreak of this virus. What was before that is already history. It's not worthwhile for us to even go back there. We are in a new trend. This trend we need to implement now.
you completely incapable of connecting with a friend. I hate him more and more. I also feel his hatred towards me. How can I pray in that situation? I can go out of myself and connect to him.
We need to get into that, to enter it, and to show an example to one another until it will be simple. Until it becomes simple. But that's how it is. That we can be connected in a physical distance, in one heart, in an emotional way, sensational way. We'll do these exercises and you'll see how this is, how it's written. I've seen an opposite world whereas I used to think that the physical connection gives me the right results, but no, it's specifically the internal connection. And in it, I discovered, that's what's called internality. That this is the way that we will come to a state in which we're all connected together and with the Creator in one point together. Tbilisi.
Hello, Rav. Here's the question. We say that we need to somehow feel the desire, the deficiency of the world. I wrote a few articles, and as much as I can feel it, the public is really changing. The question is how good of a means this is, writing articles, to feel the deficiency of the world.
You can write, you can play a guitar or play an instrument or sing, as long as you soften the heart so people will understand that the medicine against the virus is our connection, an internal connection in our hearts. Try to do that. That's all in all. There's no problem. Explain it to people, not in an article. You can dance, or you can sing songs. I actually like Georgian songs. You have there even, well, all kinds. I don't know. Anything that can influence a person, you can clothe upon it your trend for connection and present it to the broad public.